I'm so wrong that I may be quoting it wrong, but as I remember, you'd open a jar of her peach preserves, or peaches she'd put up, and there'd be this seed in there. And I thought she said she opened, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
You could be right, but, you know, who knows?
It's been so long ago,
I know it
but
does
that's
have
interesting.
A flavor.
Uh-huh. I never heard of that.
Okay, a peach that the stone falls out of easily, it just falls out, is called what?
Peach stone?
Well, the special kind of peach. It's because when you cut it open, the stone just comes out of it really easily.
Freestone.
Uh-huh.
Freestone peaches.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of those, yes. Oh, yes, I've had them.
And the opposite of that is what?
Clingstone.
Mm-hmm.
Clingstone peach.
Mm-hmm. And when you could make jam, you could spread jam on bread, or you could also spread something similar to jam that doesn't have the bits of fruit in it. What's it called?
Preserves.
Or
peach preserves, raspberry jam.
Or you could say you have a peanut butter and...
jelly.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And
jelly sandwich.
Those little mushrooms that grow out in the forest, they have little, you know, what are they called?
Toadstools.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the edible ones are called?
Mushrooms.
Okay.
Yeah.
And dried meat is called?
Dried meat. I know what you're talking about. I can't think of a name. You mean like ham? Or?
Oh, like beef. Beef, like dried beef.
Dried beef would be, not barbecued, because you barbecue that.
Well, how about, there's another kind of beef that is, I don't know how to describe it because I've never seen it before, but I think they put it in jars and it's partially dried. You can make
what do they call beef jerky? What is beef jerky?
That's the dried one.
That's the dried. I've heard of it, but I'm sure I must have had it. I'm just not familiar.
Have you heard of chipped beef?
Chipped beef. Oh, yes.
Now, that's the other thing I'm trying to describe, and I can't because I've never seen it. But
well, it's I haven't had it in a long time, but I remember people used to fix chipped beef. I thought they made kind of a cream sauce and put it in it and add on toast.
Mm-hmm.
Chipped beef was delicious. I haven't had it in a long time, but... yes, it would have been chipped beef.
Is that a partially dried meat?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes, it was.
A fat pork that is cured in brine. Sometimes people add it to beans. What's it called?
Well, I know what you're talking about. Well, I've gotten it many times. Salt pork.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's perfect.
Yeah, salt pork.
Meat that is made from the jowls and head of a hog and packed in a casing.
Oh, my grandmother used to make the hog's head cheese, she called it.
Yeah.
Hog's head cheese,
yeah.
Or hog's, that she made. Oh, yes, that was great. I haven't had any years. Used to think I didn't want any. But it was, I remember my grandmother used to make it and call it hog's head cheese.
Mm-hmm. And if you have a liquid and there's a solid in the liquid, you want to get the solid out of the liquid, so you just have the liquid left over. What do you do to the liquid?
If you have what in it?
There's a solid, some solid floating around in the liquid. You want to do what to the liquid?
Drain it?
Mm-hmm.
Drain the liquid off?
Or you could say, besides drain, another word
strain
is...
Strain or strain it off. Strain the liquid off.
Okay.
Right.
And a thin milk is called...
A what?
Thin milk.
Thin milk?
Milk that's watered down. What would you call it?
Well,
milk that there's no cream in.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. Oh, shoot. See, I'm getting old.
What kind of milk do you drink?
I don't drink a lot of milk. But what I do is homogenized, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's a regular milk. But the other milk is, some people used to call it blue milk. Blue milk, they used to call it. But when it has no... according to the percentage of milk, you know, if they say that's